Hello?
This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is Dave. I had a voicemail from you.
Hey, no worries. Did you get the documents?
I've got them.
Say that once more.
Do what?
Did you get the documents?
I did. I've got them.
Right. So are you in front of a computer? Do you want me to walk you through them?
Sure.
Okay. Tell me when you've got them printed out or up on your screen.
Do what?
Have you printed them out, or are they up on your screen?
No, I've got them printed here in front of me. I signed them. Well, I figured we'll go through them and see if I did right.
Yeah, you got it. So on page one, where it says the borrower, you'll need to sign title and date.
Where is it? Okay, I did that.
And then you and Billy will both be signing and dating on the bottom.
Where will he sign?
Where it says his name.
Oh, you went to another page, right?
No, the first page.
Oh, okay. I don't have them in. I don't guess they printed in any. Okay, let me go to. We're calling this the finance agreement?
Yeah, so on the finance agreement, after the first paragraph, it says signature and it lists the social printed out.
Right, okay. I signed and dated that one, and Billy will sign and date it tomorrow.
For his place, correct.
Right.
I would just keep the same date consistent, to be honest. I think that would be an easier idea.
Yeah, that's what I dated mine tomorrow. So
okay, perfect.
I'll have the same dates.
Perfect. So the third page, you'll be signing and dating.
What page does that look like?
It says addendum to equipment finance agreement, pre-delivery and installation.
Okay, yep, I've got that done.
The Schedule A.
Schedule A. Wait a minute. I guess this is schedule. This is page two. That's page three. Schedule A.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
You'll be signed. If you could put the name of your bank account, if you could write your name in, it'd be great. Where it says authorization, just put the name on your bank account, your business name, which is, Stone Concepts. And then if you could sign the bottom, just make sure we have the correct accounting and routing number.
Okay. Checking. All right, 111-301-122-03-11-001-5181. Yeah, and I'll put Abilene Concepts and Stone up here.
Correct. You'll be signing the bottom and dating it. The next page will be, you'll just sign the bottom, put your insurance company, and I'll call them to get the insurance information.
Oh, you want me to add the insurance company on there?
Yeah, if you can, it'd be great.
All right. Okay.
And then the last page, you'll put your bank information, your account number, your tax ID on the top, and then you'll also be signing and dating and putting your title as member on the bottom. And then you'll scan or fax, email these documents to me, along with a check made payable to Bank of Cardiff, and that amount should be 2670.24, which represents a one-time documentation fee of $300, and also represents your first and last full payment. I believe your billing cycle will be on the 1st, so my goal is to fund your vendor tomorrow. That would mean that October would be prepaid. You'd get a small partial bill for the rest of September, and then your second full bill would be coming in November. I haven't got a call back from your vendor. No, I haven't yet. So if you could kind of bug them, but that's all I should need to get this funded for you. I'm hoping for tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I've called him also, and I haven't got a call back from him.
Okay.
This depository name, that's like First Financial Bank, right?
Correct. Yeah, the name of your bank. Correct.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. I will talk to you soon.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Oh, by the way, you're also approved for that other Fab King. So when you want to pull that trigger, you just let me know.
All right. Sounds good.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, did you find out when this other one's up?
Oh, you know what? They were supposed to tell me. Give me 1 second. Keep you on here.
All right.
Hold on. They were supposed to, I don't have it, but I should be able to backdate it. So I'm going to triple check, but that funded on, let's see. May 5th, in May, that is a, give me a second. Hold on. I have some manager privileges here, so I'm able to view some things.
Okay.
For purposes. I just don't have the actual billing cycle. So that should be over. Come on, load up for me. Love my computer. Very slow when I need it.
I resemble that.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Okay. So, all right. This funded. Okay. This is a 48-month term.
Okay.
So you are about 2 years and 4 months into it. So you should have about 20 months left.
Okay. 20 months left. All right. That's longer than I remembered it. Okay.
Cool. And just, you know, that was a dollar buyout lease. This is a finance agreement, so this is a little easier and cheaper, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's the buyout at the end of this one?
Zero. There is no buyout. It's yours from day one.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a finance agreement, so it's not a lease. It's easier.
Okay. I have one more question.
Sure.
I don't write you a check for $2,670. I just give you a copy of a voided check, right?
Yeah, I'd like people to include it. There's also that form. You can just do the form and we can debit it. You can also include a voided check is fine. You don't actually have to write a check.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I didn't. I just want to make sure, you know.
No, not a problem. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Look forward to working with you.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.